You know what? Sometimes you got to unmute your mic. I said all that stuff. I did some amazing, amazing speaking just now, and my mic wasn't muted. So whoever did not mute my mic, bring them into the studio right now because this is ridiculous. This can't happen. Anyway, what's going on? It's Fox Sports 1340, WHAP Hobos, the Stolen Sports. I am Jay Chris. What's going on, Tri-Cities, Petersburg, Williamsburg, Charlotte, North Carolina? Virginia Beach, Newport News, Hampton, Accomack. What's going on, people? We are live, live and local, right here on 1340 WHAP. Hopewell, the crew is here. They're chomping at the bit. What a weekend, what a weekend, what a weekend. The beginning of the Rio Olympics, 2016 Olympics, and already some action, some drama, some upsets. Woo! I love the Olympics. We're going to get into that a little later. Some boxing over the weekend. Andre Ward did his thing. And check this out. Let me just tell a real quick story about that. Mike hates when I say I didn't watch something. But I got to put this out there. Mike texted me the night of the fight and said, "What's going on with the fight?" I said, "I don't know. I don't even remember how the conversation went. But we found out when the fight was coming on." Long story short. And, you know, I saw it on the man. I said, "Here it is. It's at this time, blah, blah, blah. We're going to watch the fight." Boom. And it couldn't have been but 10 minutes until the fight started. And I changed the channel, and I forgot all about the fight and forgot to change back. Can you believe that? Only Jay Chris. Only Jay Chris would do that. But a lot of drama over the weekend, some amazing feats on the baseball field, some retirement announcements, a canceled football game. Who's to blame for that? Who you pointing the finger at on that one? I want to know. Hit us up, 347-637-3859. And, of course, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, social media, all the way around, Snapchat, YouTube. What else? There's a whole bunch of stuff. Pinterest. I think I just spit on my microphone. Pinterest. Everything. MySpace, Black Planet, Mi Gente. What was before all that? I can't remember. But follow us, Solon Sports, S-O-U-L. S-P-O-R, excuse me, let me say it correctly, S-O-U-L-N-S-P-O-R-T-S, Solon Sports. And, of course, you can follow the station with the identification, Fox Sports 1340, W-H-A-P, Hopewell. My phone is ringing. People know that the show starts at 5 o'clock, but this, of course they want to call me. We are preempted today, so we have an abbreviated show. We get off at 6:30 tonight. And we got a lot that we got to take care of. So without further ado, why do people say it? Without further ado, like how Somebody explain that to me. Let's bring in the crew. Without further ado, let's bring in the crew. We got Mike. We got Micah. We got Hugo. We got Wally. We got, I guess that's everybody, because I was going to say me. But y'all, Mario, what's going on, fellas?
What's going on, Mute?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yo, I was going in, too. Man. I was like, man, let me. And then I looked up, and my mic wasn't. I said, oh, I can't believe this. Somebody's getting fired today.
Reason why I laugh so hard at it because, you know this from our previous stories, I have had some of the best opening monologues under a muted microphone. You've done your best to try to like reenact what you said. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's so hard to reenact that energy and the words that you use coming before. But I'm sitting here like, yeah, what's going on? Yo, you should see the chat right now. I was kind of snapping a little bit.
I'm going to tell on myself a little bit. I actually stumbled over a couple words, so I was glad that I got a chance to start that. I feel like it's my first time on the show in a week, man. I was on for like 10 minutes last week, but I feel like I'm glad to be back, man. It feels good to be back in front of the microphone.
You take your stretch up and stretch out and morning yawning and all that good stuff?
Take myself a stretch up a morning yawn and went to the bathroom to wash up. Okay, that's all. What's going on?
You had to stop.
If I was going to keep going, we would have had to pay some ASCAP fees. So I didn't want to do that because I'm so that. So well.
Well, shout out to all the little leaguers in the area. The bib tournament takes place again tonight in Colonial Heights, Virginia. We'll be broadcasting live right here on Fox Sports Radio 1340. Aaron Miles, part of the program, in the booth, as well as when Baby Boomer Hastings holding it down for us. I had the honor, honestly, last year, and the pleasure of calling every single game last year during the BIB tournament. Saw some of the best baseball that I've ever seen from a little league level, and it welcomed me to Virginia very well. So make sure you guys check it out tonight and all week. It started last week while we were preempted on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of last week. We'll also be preempted this week up until Thursday, as well as that tournament concludes this year. But the hot thing right now, I just got to be honest with you, outside the Olympics, I know we're going to talk about the Olympics. You see the Silver Sports poll going up, guys? Alex Rodriguez. Is he really a Hall of Famer, Jason? Because I have to side with the words of Daniel Bryant. Yes, 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 yes. And I don't understand for a second inside of me what the hatred for him is truly. Now, maybe I'm oblivious to this. Maybe I'm quite sure Wally's like, well, what do you mean you don't know why people hate on him? I don't know why he gets such the hate that he gets. He gets more hate than Barry Bonds. He gets more hate than Roger Clemens and Curt Schilling put together. I just don't get it. They all cheated, allegedly.
Let me say something. If you look at his demeanor, guys, his demeanor's like,
so what?
I don't know.
So
you didn't hear that?
Where?
Yes, that's the reason why people hate him. It's because of his demeanor. Now, so I'm not saying that I hate him, because I don't hate him. It's just his demeanor. That's why people. That's why he's one of the most hated athletes.
See, I practiced this all day because I knew that was going to be somebody's response. Was his demeanor? And I know I'm very harsh and critical when it comes to players. Lord knows I am. But I'm starting to realize some of the error of my ways that I'm now a man. I'm 41, as my birthday was last week. Thank all you guys for the birthday shout-outs and wishes. That where has it ever been stated that this athlete is supposed to be a certain kind of way that we want them to be? This goes for all the criticism I gave LeBron James and Coretta Durant. That's her new name, Coretta. Durant, that's the real Katie. Coretta Durant with a K. And other players, I don't get it. Like, here go a great player who loves the game of baseball, who played the game of baseball, who, for myself, Jay, Chris, and Wilder, we've all arguably agreed that PEDs don't help you hit a baseball. It might help you hit that ball that was going 480 feet. It might help you hit it 450
right.
feet, you know, or a little further, but the hand and eye coordination has to be the same. Your skills do not be helped out by PED. So I just don't get the hate, guys. And that's just me. Alex Rodriguez said he's retiring.
Mike, I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%, though. Like, I don't think the demeanor should be a person why you, should be the quality why you hate an athlete. It's just that, unfortunately, with society, the way that it's that is structured, that's just the way, you know, like, the human mind works. Like, obviously, you know, we all say we don't judge a book by its cover, right? We try not to at least judge a book by its cover. But we also, in our minds, that's the first thing that we do, y'all. Like, if we see someone's demeanor, like, when you first meet them, you already could tell if you like the person or not. You know what I mean? That's the reason why. And I agree with you 100%. Everything that you said is spot on, dead locked on. However, unfortunately, the human mind and the way that we are, we're always so quick to judge, and it's unfortunate, man. It really is.
Well, I mean, he's hated because he got $250 million off the bat. That's how I look at it, because his teammates love him. When he went to Texas, that's when he started really being hated. His stint in Seattle, people loved A-Rod in Seattle, for real. No one really talked violent or evil about A-Rod in Seattle. When he got to Texas, that's when people started talking about him a different way. I never had an issue with A-Rod. Again, I think he's one of the best players I've seen in my life. I don't believe in PEDs. I don't care for PEDs. It doesn't do anything for me. Barry Bonds should be a Hall of Famer. Mark McGwire's a Hall of Famer. A-Rod's a Hall of Famer. I don't look at PEDs or anything else. But in terms of hatred, and then, when you went to the Yankees, it got even worse because you got the poster child in Derek Jeter, who, you know, everybody loves Derek Jeter. And, you know, you compare him with A-Rod, obviously he's a lightning rod. He's a lightning rod. You got a guy who made so much money in the game of baseball. This is before he got caught with PEDs. He was already being hated on. You got a guy who's made so much money, you know what I'm saying? And then you got Derek Jeter, who everybody, you know, loves as a shortstop. A-Rod was a rival shortstop to Derek Jeter. You know what I mean? So it was like, okay.
But he volunteered and went to third base.
Yeah. And if you want to keep it 100, and Jake Liss could tell you, A-Rod at that time was a better shortstop than Derek Jeter. In terms
Absolutely
of playing,
he was.
So it's just like, but he always was getting hated on. So I've always been a fan of A-Rod. I think the issue with A-Rod is like, yeah, he's when you're a great player and you work on your craft like he does, yeah, there's certain things in terms of being personable, you're not going to be as personable to others, to like the media. But if you hear about how A-Rod is in the locker room, how players love him, it's different. Like Robbie Cano loves A-Rod.
Right.
He actually says that A-Rod's one of the reasons why he's at this level right now.
Before Jay Chris cuts me off, you said something earlier just now, and I had a pleasure listening to an interview this afternoon on Fox Sports' Dan Patrick show with Lou Piniella, who said exactly what you just said. And I think that now I have to think that maybe that is the true baseball reason for it. It was the money that he took from the Rangers. And can we be mad if they wanted to offer that man children the $50 million? Because he's going to say, you know, we did offer him a contract. We offered him $175 million. He said they doubled it. What are you supposed to do when someone doubles someone's contract? You know, and I think you're right. I think that's where the hate came from, that he got paid so much money. I think that's a stupid reason to hate somebody, Jay Chris, but I think that's why.
If I may toss in some baseball knowledge here. And yes, I do have the ability.
I know your name is Jay Chris.
Now let me say this. First and foremost, any writer,
no,
any
you
fan.
You sound darker.
No. This is Micah. That's why. Micah. Not Jay Chris. Micah. Anyway. Like what? No, but let me say this. These fans and these sports writers, especially baseball writers, let me say
I'm not gonna stand here and listen to this baloney.
He won't, you know. He doesn't stand for baloney.
Because it's just like what Michael Pyramid said. If you were a scrub, then steroids ain't going to do nothing but make you a strong scrub. That's all it's going to do. How many guys in baseball history that we don't know about who took PEDs and sucked at their craft? Yeah, they were major leaguers, but they weren't A-Rod. They weren't McGwire. They weren't Sosa. They weren't these guys who I believe it's okay to vote them into the Hall of Fame because they still had to get up, still had to practice, still had to work on their craft to be able to hit the balls the way they've hit them. And to still work in the outfield and infield, depending on what position they were in. Secondly, A-Rod could have been looked at, possibly. You know, this is a little story I heard this morning. A-Rod could have possibly been looked at as the man who was supposed to save us from the PED era. He was so talented, gifted, and so quote-unquote natural at the time. And the hate and vitriol came because, well, he portrayed this one image, and we found out he was totally this other guy. And then we saw what he did. He went Lance Armstrong on Tony Bosch with the whole with that whole PED thing when he actually got caught. So those things, combined with the fact that he was so paid, and combined with the fact that he was originally, I guess, was supposed to be deemed the savior to get that home run record the clean way, to get a good hit record the clean way, do everything that we need him to do to clean our records up so we can have someone legitimate, quote-unquote, to hold on to these records so we can get our numbers back. Because baseball writers, they are really, really stuck on their numbers. They're like Harry Potter fans that read the books only. It's like only the books. Like, no, the movies don't count. The books are the only ones. Damn, my precious. Hold on. That's
why
I
put Harry Potter in this.
I had to, Coach. I had to.
Is it my turn? My turn.
Yeah, Jake.
So, all right. Let me put it to you like this. I'm not a big A-Rod fan. Like, I like him. I like him as a baseball player. I guess not really. I'm not mad that he took the money. I was never mad that he took the money. You gonna get that?
Yeah.
Look, if they call me today and tell me to be the water boy for the Dallas Cowboys for the right price, I'm gonna do it. I don't care what anybody says. If they want me to be equipment manager for the Duke Blue Devils for the right price, I'm gonna do it. I don't care what anybody says. Not mad at any athlete. Been taking the money. What I was originally mad at A-Rod for in my younger days. Okay, now let me put this in perspective. Okay, in the 90s,
yeah,
if your team was not good, your hometown team and the team that you rooted for was not good, you probably rooted for the Mariners because of Ken Griffey.
Yeah, so it's true.
In the 90s,
Michael Jordan of baseball.
In the 90s, the Mariners had an exciting squad. Okay, they were never champions. They never went to the World Series. But they had Griffey. They had Buehner. They had Randy Johnson. They had Tino Martinez. They had Edgar Martinez. They had a lot of guys, right? They had a team that you can get behind. And then here comes A-Rod, this great shortstop. It's like, wow, you know what? This team could probably do something. They're building something. Then A-Rod left. And that whole team, the Mariners, were never the same again. Okay,
yeah.
So he left. He went to Texas, you know, whatever the case is, whatever.
But
what did his thing is Texas. The Yankees, you know, they came along, said, "Look, we'll pay you this." He took the money, went to the Yankees, whatever the deal was, the trade, whatever it was, did his thing, moved to third base, won a World Series. My only gripe with A-Rod is I always thought he was a very good player. His numbers are going to contradict what I'm about to say. And I don't think anybody on this panel is going to agree with what I'm about to say. I always thought A-Rod was slightly overrated. I just did. I always thought he was slightly overrated because I don't feel like he went to any team and made them better.
Man, I wish really I had to switch for right now. You would get a Miz, really?
I just don't. Tell me what team he made better.
I will say this. I will say this. Because I believe Griffey left before A-Rod. Am I right? Griffey went to
I don't think so.
No, A-Rod left first. A-Rod left first. Yeah,
okay.
Because I'm stuck on the interview with Lou Piniella. That's why.
Okay. I know.
All right,
what
am I looking up?
No, he said, Mike already said Lou Piniella said it. I don't need to. Okay. So, to me, on that team, that year, his last year, he made that team better. His last year, he made that team. He was that dude in Seattle.
He made a good team better, but they still didn't go to the championship.
Yeah, but I mean, we all know that certain teams, like Barkley made the Phoenix Suns better, but he didn't win a championship. I just feel like I don't hold that against them.
That great year, they had that record. They didn't have A-Rod. That was the first year after he left.
That Ichiro, right? Ichiro.
Ichiro came up and he was gone.
Can you imagine if A-Rod was still on that team with Ichiro?
Oh, no,
and that's what Lou
Piniella
was saying. They might have won 130 games.
Yeah, I agree. No, I agree. I agree that I feel like the Texas Rangers team make better. I do think he helped that Yankees team win the championship. I think he made that team better.
I think he did too.
I don't think he did. He had a good year, but I don't think he made them better. There was a lot of postseason. Godzilla made that team better in the postseason.
No, but he balled in the postseason though. I ain't say he was better.
He had a good postseason.
So,
but previous to those years,
Jake,
he really didn't do much for the Yankees. Go ahead, Mike.
No,
let me ask you this, Chris. If that's the case, and I know I'm fishing, okay? We're talking about baseball, and I think mm-hmm. more than any other sport, maybe with the exception of football, because I think we're too hard and too easy, or however you want to take it, on football players, on quarterbacks, right? We'll rip a quarterback, but we truly know it's not a quarterback's job by himself to win a Super Bowl.
Right.
Baseball to me is kind of the same thing. What team has Ken Griffey made better? He didn't make the Reds no better when he left Seattle.
Ken Griffey wasn't the great Ken Griffey when he went to the Reds. And I've said it many times on BDSR Network and any other place I've been, one person cannot make a baseball team. But
mm-hmm. yeah, I agree.
I don't feel like A-Rod, and for as great as he is, and you know, I'm not going to say
I do think
A-Rod
Cliff Lee
great.
Made the Phillies better.
Cliff Lee made the Phillies better because of the rotation.
Made the better.
Because right. of the rotation. He made them better on the days he pitched, right?
Mm-hmm.
T.O. made the Eagles better when he came to play wide receiver for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. A-Rod, and in baseball, it's hard to make a team better by yourself because you really have no control
yeah.
over it. But
yeah,
I just true. Don't feel like he – I don't feel like he made
okay.
lineups better.
So answer, because so answer my question.
Say this,
but,
okay,
okay, what's
ahead.
The question again?
What is
no,
I want to say
let me get a thing in. Uh-huh.
I want to say real, this real quick. So A-Rod in Texas made Michael Young better because Michael Young will tell you that he wasn't nearly the player until A-Rod got there. So I feel like in different elements he's made – Michael Young wasn't a 300 hitter until A-Rod got there. And he would credit A-Rod for helping him out in terms of, you know, teaching him how to hit or, like, working with him. I'm just saying,
and,
like, I think
correct me if I'm wrong, Michael Young hit in front of A-Rod, correct?
I believe so. So he got pitches to hit. He got pitches to hit.
Right, he got pitches to hit. And that's the effect that you have. That's why Ryan Howard had such a great year when Jason had a great couple years when Jason Worth was there.
That's true.
Because Jason Worth
been behind him,
behind
right.
Howard.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? So if you're – you know, you can affect the people that you hit in front of or behind. You can affect
that's true.
That.
That is totally true.
But on,
well,
but on down
the
line, okay.
But for the benefit of time, we'll go ask a question. As I put on the Solon Sports SOULN Sports page on the Twitter, the vote is up right now. If you had a vote in the Hall of Fame, are you voting Alex Rodriguez Hall of Fame?
Yes.
I say yes.
Yes.
Massive.
I'm not voting him in. Yeah.
Who's not voting him in?
I'll vote him in.
Testimony is baseball writers who never really played a real game of baseball in their life.
I think he does get in, and I think I'm not sure. And excuse me if I'm wrong on this one, Jay Chris. If you said or Brian Water said it about the asterisk steroid wing of the Hall of Fame, because I feel like if you're not gonna let Alex Rodriguez in, if you're not gonna let Barry Bonds in, you're not gonna let any of these guys in. Right, and let's go all the way back to gambling with Pete Rose. If you're not gonna let these guys in, then just dismiss them from baseball, right?
Yeah,
because especially the last 20 years, the last 20 years did not exist, in my opinion. Because and here it is, I'm playing with a slippery slope. You'll think I was hanging out with the game, hanging around at a strip club somewhere, because the pole is so slippery right now. What I'm about to say, but I have heard accusations against Mr. Junior, and he was in the midst of the steroid era. That's all I'm saying. I don't think that he did, but, you know, him, Tiger Woods, that whole genre of athletes were all cooped together.
Anything around that time, you can point the finger and people will either believe you or not. I mean, you can point your finger at anybody doing it. Yeah, it all depends on if you like the person. People hate Tiger Woods. They hate him. And then mm-hmm. here comes steroid allegations, and people love to jump on that. Love to jump on that. But we know Tiger Woods was lifting weights, and I'm not here to say whether he did or did not, but we know he brought weightlifting to the game of golf.
Right.
He was the first golfer to be in the weight in the gym 3-4 hours a day working out. Now everybody does it. All right? It is what it is. A-Rod is a Hall of Famer despite the accusation, despite the PED, steroid, whatever it may be. A-Rod is a Hall of Famer. His numbers constituted. Now, the so-called the asterisk wing or the steroid wing, baseball allowed that to put a black eye on the game, unfortunately for them, because baseball would be a lot. I mean, if they were able, maybe it wasn't baseball. Maybe I should say the government allowed that to put a black eye on the game with their.
I like
the
how you fixed that. I like how you fixed that because the government has, to me, to keep their nose out of it. Personally, that's a whole different story.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you know, now at baseball is suffering again because it was suffering before the steroids era. It's suffering again because not only, and I say it all the time, not only do you not know who a lot of these people are, but baseball, I think, is afraid to back their players. They're afraid to mm-hmm. advertise a Mike Trout. They're afraid to advertise a Chris Bryant. They're afraid to advertise mm-hmm. a Bryce Harper. Okay, you'll hear the mm-hmm. names, but it's not like when
Manny
Griffey
Machado.
Was coming
exactly,
up.
Right.
A Manny Machado, absolutely. It's not like when Griffey and Bonds and all that and Sosa and McGuire and all, they rolled those coattails. They rolled those coattails like I don't even want to say what it was, but now you don't see it anymore. You don't see it, and baseball's suffering. But to answer your question, A-Rod is a Hall of Famer, hands down, first ballot. He should be in the first ballot. If he's not in on the first ballot, it's a travesty.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he's not playing in Miami next year, personally. That's just my opinion. I don't think he retires. I do not think he retires. He's what, four? How many home runs away is he from?
Four.
He's like four home runs away. That man's not retiring.
Here's the question I have, and you guys know I've been having a crazy week and a half, 2 weeks.
Well, he has a relationship with the Marlins organization is why I brought
right.
that up.
Here's my question. Teixeira also announced that he's retiring at the end of the year, correct?
Yeah.
So why does A-Rod have to retire now? And Teixeira
is already retired.
Teixeira's done at the end of the year. And here's the story that I got from my baseball sources. And yes, I know I have a job in my career. I'm not here as much as I would like to be, but I still have my sources. He was forced out of New York.
Absolutely.
He was forced out. 100%. They want him off the team, and they don't want to pay him. And they'd rather pay him to go away than to be there for whatever reason. They want to go ahead and get these youngsters up, so they're just making room. And personally, I think it's a smack in the face because he brought them their 25th championship, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like Wally just said. No, he wasn't the main factor in that championship, but he helped along. I mean, he had what, two home runs in that World Series against the Phillies?
If I'm incorrect.
So for them to do this, in my opinion, to him, I think it's really bad. I think it's bad on the organization, which has been a great organization. I may call them Naval Empire, and I may hate them for being as good as they are, but I think this is a very horrible way to handle a future Hall of Famer and a legend. And you may hate him all you want to. You don't want to maybe see his number out in the outfield with Jeters and Rivera's and those guys out there. Maybe not. But he spent 12 years in New York City, and I think they deserve to give him a little bit more respect than what they gave him. That's just my opinion. But I know we're up against the break, Jay Chris.
Yes, we are. So what are we going to do? We're going to come right back right after this break. We're going to talk Olympics. We're going to talk I want to talk about Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor said, I thought that was interesting. And we're going to talk a whole bunch of. We got Redskins talk. We got a whole bunch of stuff. So keep it locked right here to Fox Sports 1340 AM. It's the Solon Sports. We'll be right back.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We've brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Conor Small Engines, 1000 Temple Avenue, Colonial Heights. They carry lawnmowers, vacuums, blowers, chainsaws, hedge clippers, gas trimmers, and engine parts. Conner's has a full repair shop. Conner's Small Engines has been in business over 45 years. They have master brands like Toro, Still, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, Arians, and Kawasaki. That's Conner's Small Engines. They're located at 1000 Temple Avenue. Call 526-7108. And say hello to Murphy the Cat.
Hello, this is Ike Forrest, the gutter man. We do seamless gutters. We make them right on the job. No job too great or too small. Also, we install different gutter guards for your needs, such as pine tags or leaves. Clean gutters is a cinch, and our price is unbelievable. Call me, Ike Forrest, at 640-0798 today for our Christmas and Valentine's special. Give your wife a long-lasting gift this year. New gutters or clean gutters. Call Ike today, 640-0798.
Hey there, this is Alex Scholl with Liberty Firearms and Surplus with all your big boy toys. Used guns, new guns, AK-47s, long rifles, military surplus, silver, gold coins, jewelry, power tools, and generators. All your big boy toys at Liberty Firearm and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell. That's Liberty Firearms and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo in Hopewell with all your big boy toys.
Commonwealth Dentistry, located at 456 Charles Dimmock Parkway in Clonan Heights and on 4th and Broadway in Hopewell, provide trusted and comfortable dental care for the entire family. Doctors Beltrami, Dixon, and Stafford and their staff provide only the best that modern dentistry has to offer. They use the latest in technology and procedures to provide your care. They specialize in children, family, and cosmetic dentistry, crowns on your first visit, and teeth implants. They keep up with the latest dental procedures and pride themselves on patient care. They accept many dental insurance plans. Call now for your appointment at 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. Why Commonwealth Dentistry? They are simply the best. That number again is 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. This is Wynn Hasty. Take it from me. I go there.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City Sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Martin Oil Company, 2313 East 100 Road in Chester. They carry fuel oil, kerosene. They take care of heating and air conditioning, plumbing and electrical repair. Martin Oil Company repairs and installs furnaces, water heaters and air conditioners, electric panels, and electrical wiring. Martin Oil also sells topsoil, fill dirt, sand and gravel, and mulch. Martin Oil family, they've been in business since 1925. Martin Oil Company.
For the best in new and used tires in the Tri-Cities, look no further than Tread Center. 1955 Pollock Road, just minutes from Fort Lee. We had to guarantee best prices on new tires because our tires are sold at cost. That's huge savings for you. We also have a wide variety of used tires. So go by and holler at Clyde and the family today and tell them DJ Foot sent you and get that special discount. All the other tire shops in the Tri-Cities, we just letting y'all know you've been warned. It's a new shop in town. Tread Center, 1955 Puddle Duck Road in the Bird.
This is Neil Hounds.
And we are back on Fox Sports 1340 AM, Solon Sports. And we got some Redskins talk that we want to get to. So, Mike, go ahead, take it away.
Listen, guys, I know what it is. Redskins here in Richmond. I don't know if somebody can mute their microphone. Redskins in Richmond right now, we holding it down. And we got our own Fox Sports Radio beat reporter, Anthony Raposa, calling in from Redskins camp. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
I'm all right. How was it? I saw them. I was coming to the studio, and I saw them still practicing in the rain today. So they didn't move it to the convention center. So they kept practicing in the rain?
Yeah, no, they played in the rain. It was definitely a messy and sloppy day. And you could see players slipping all around and all that stuff. But, no, it would have been a mess to try to move it somewhere else. If anything, I think they would have just ended up canceling it. But as I'm talking to you right now, it looks like they're putting the tarp on the field, getting ready for tomorrow. But today was the last long day that they'll have here at camp. But, yeah, today was a messy day.
Well, I do know tomorrow is a late day for them because I will be doing again shuttling for the Redskins tomorrow, as I do as Jay Chris would say, my real job. But I see the final or preseason roster has been revealed. Any surprises there?
You're talking the depth chart? I wouldn't
yes.
say not that much, no. And you know, it's early. It's one of those things that you never want to put too much stock in or read too much into because again, this is a preseason depth chart. You know, like I did a 53-man projection. It's one of those things that's more fun for the fans to look at and kind of debate about. But at this point, it's just way too early. And you know, and in some cases, coaches put out that depth chart to just motivate players. You know, let's remember that a year ago from now we had Niles Paul ahead of the depth chart of Jordan Reed, and look how that turned out. So it's one of those things where you just can't read too much into it.
So, see, what would you say? I looked at the depth chart. You see Ryan Grant, a guy that Jay Gruden has been fond of, but obviously the last couple of seasons hasn't produced the way that many fans thought he would produce. And you got somebody who, to me, is a hard worker, and Rashad Ross, who has done nothing but work hard and made plays when he got an opportunity to be a preseason or regular season action. I see that he's slated number two at the wide position behind Pierre Garçon. Does that mean anything? Does Ryan Grant have to worry about finding a roster spot?
No, I don't think Ryan Grant does. Jay Gruden is a big fan of Ryan Grant, and as underwhelming as Ryan Grant was in the regular season last year, he's really familiar with the system, and he hasn't done anything as far as training camp goes to where I feel he's really hurt his spot. I have him listed as the number 5 wide receiver on the depth chart, and I have Maurice Harris as the number 6 guy, which means Rashad Ross would be the odd man out. And that's how I have it projected.
Even though Rashad Ross is the kickoff returner, you have him all, you know, he's been more of the more reliable kickoff returner.
Okay. Yep, regardless, I still don't have him on the roster. You know, even with him taking kick returns, he would still have to look that good. And so far in camp, they've tried about 5 or 6 different guys out at that position, which tells me that they're still not completely sold at that spot. If you're asking me strictly about kick returns, I would say right now I would put Chris Thompson and Jameson Crowder back there with a guy like Deshaun Phillips possibly getting some looks. But to me, Ross is just – he doesn't look the way he did last year at this point. Now, preseason could come around and look a lot different, but right now I have him as the odd man out.
Oh, wow. That's surprising. I had him actually labeled as a star. I actually thought Ryan Grant would fight for a spot. But that's good to know, though.
Right now, Ryan Grant, I would say, is if you're asking me, I would say Ryan Grant is a lock. I would think he's a lock. I would be very, very surprised if Ryan Grant does not make the roster. Very surprised.
Okay. So, speaking on the defensive side of the ball, obviously Trent Murphy put up so much weight to play defensive end. Now you hear that he's gonna probably play a little hybrid of defensive end and outside linebacker. How is he looking in camp?
Yeah, Jay Gruden made the announcement today at the press conference that he's officially going to be switching over to the outside linebacker position. So I guess he's switching back to what he was originally, because he was an outside linebacker last year. The original plan was that he would move inside to defensive end, with the assumption that Junior Gallette would have remained healthy, and we know how that turned out. So once that happens, feels it was definitely just because of also the defensive end depth that it would be smart to move Murphy back outside. So Gruden said today he doesn't think that Murphy's weight will really have any type of negative effect on Murphy playing outside linebacker. He said if anything, he thinks he's just going to be stronger. So we'll see. You know, Murphy, as far as his camp performance goes, he hasn't got any work with the first unit. Everything I've seen from him has been with the second unit. So I think we'll see more of that in the preseason. But right now he's kind of just under the radar a little bit.
So now, Anthony, I know we're short for time today. So just real fast, 2 quick questions. One, Deshaun Jackson, we're hearing he is the best we've seen Deshaun Jackson clearly in a Washington Redskins uniform, but Deshaun Jackson seems to be focused and having a great camp so far. What have you seen Deshaun Jackson in this year's training camp than previous training camps?
He's lights out this training camp, and he just seems different. And there's a lot of different reasons, you know, for that. One, it's a contract year. 2, he's a new father. And I think things are just kind of in perspective for him right now. He just seems like a different overall person. You know, obviously I don't know him on a personal level, but just from the interactions that I've had with him and been around him, he just seems more focused and he's in the zone. And he's been showing it. I mean, he's really stepped up. You got to think guys like Breland and Norman and the depth that the secondary has here, you know, has all really pushed him. And I think he's really rose to that occasion. As long as Deshaun Jackson can stay healthy, it would not surprise me at all if he has a career year this year.
Well, you said the 2 things that make a man do things very well, and that's contract and that's new baby. Plus, he was on an episode of Ballers this year, so he got some kind of extra residuals coming in. But last question. I meant to ask you this last week, and unfortunately, I'm glad you had the opportunity to, you know, to join here with us here on Soul and Sports. And thanks for the call in, and we hopefully get a chance to talk to you tomorrow as we're preempted today for the BIB baseball tournament down at Colonial Heights. Former Redskins GM says that Kirk Cousins, Captain Kirk, as he's referred to, some great people refer to him as, is the worst quarterback in the NFC East. Your thoughts when you hear the former GM, the Redskins, say that?
That's crazy. Yeah, it just to me that just is that's silly. I saw what Casterly said, and you know he's praised the Redskins. He's the same guy who had the Redskins as the number one receiving core in the NFL. But in reality, when you break it down, that's just crazy. I mean, you can look at Tony Romo. We know what Tony Romo is. But the bottom line is Tony Romo can't stay healthy. So we go past him. You look at Eli Manning. Eli Manning's good, but he's still throwing up a lot of interceptions. You know, so that's a worry there. And, you know, Eli Manning probably has the biggest debate of all of the guys in there. But then you look at the Eagles, and we're talking about Sam Bradford, and we're talking about Carson Wentz, who's yet to step on the field. So I think it's a tough argument for him. If anything, the best you could do is put him at the number three spot. But then again, you know, it looks like Romo's put on some weight. We really don't know what he's going to look like if he can remain healthy. And, you know, so – that's fine.
Well,
he says
his collarbone now is like a pogo stick.
Right.
Where they made it where if he falls, it bounces back into place. Hopefully for King Vaughn, our social media guy, and Brian Waters, also diehard Cowboy fans, hopefully it snaps and breaks. Because I remember having a pogo stick as a kid, and it didn't. It was kind of a cheap version, and it popped. So hopefully that's what happens to Tony Romo this year.
Yep.
I said, did I wish no harm on anybody? I just hope he has a horrible year sucking up the field. Well, Anthony, thank you so much, man, for calling in. Hopefully we get to talk to you tomorrow. So, again, like I said, we're preempted, but I appreciate your time, buddy.
Yep, always a pleasure. You guys have a good one.
All right, thank you. 347-637-3859 is the number to call. And I got to say this much, J. Chris, because I heard your opening – well, the other half was muted, the part when we could hear you. So you're telling me I called you about that fight for my best and worst of the weekend. I'm saying right now, I'm claiming right now, the worst of the weekend is Jay Chris turning from that fight and not pitching off that fight. So that's the worst thing, Jay Chris. So you suck. All right.
What was that? That was Saturday night, right?
That was Saturday night. I'm calling you to find out what a fight is. You tell me I was coming on after Jurassic Park. I'm like, all right, cool. I go back and turn the fight on, and I hear you don't even finish watching the entire fight. You know why? Because you know, just like the guy on the other end by the name of Wally Wow, also know that your boy is overrated. And your boy, not mine, your boy, Kovalev, might actually beat the mess out of that boy. That's all I'm going to say about that, Wally Wow.
I don't see nothing overrated by a man who can play with somebody, those southpaw who don't need to, didn't need to, and just said, you know what, screw it, let me go back to being me. That man is dominant. That dude undefeated, and he's dominant. Now, granted, the duty fought was a joke. I mean, I'm honest as a mug. Like, the duty fought was a joke. But at the same time, it's a joke. Come on now, it's a joke. The dude was a joke. But, I mean, you're looking at a hell of a headbutt. Yeah, no. Andre Ward is somebody who's ready, man. He's getting ready. And he looked quicker and he just looked cleaner. I feel like now he's trying to – I feel like looking at Andre Ward in that fight, now he's trying to be more of a crowd pleaser. That's my only fear about it, rather than just winning the fight. Because Andre Ward almost has that Bernard Hopkins mentality. Like, he doesn't care about making a fight look clean. I mean, he's not as dirty as Bernard Hopkins, but he usually doesn't care. But I feel like nowadays he cares more about having that flashier fight, because obviously that provides more money, right? The flashier boxer you are, the more money it provides. So I think he's had that mindset. But again, he looked good to me. I'm a fan of Andre Ward. Like Mike stated, I am a fan of Andre Ward, and I can't wait to see him and Kovalev. I can't wait.
That might be the biggest fight we've seen since Canelo Mayweather, to be honest.
I can't wait to see Kovalev fight him. I'm a fan of both guys. And like I said, I got to stand by I think Kovalev is the best pound for pound fighter in the world right now, quite honestly. And Andre Ward could do a lot to change my mind. All he has to do is win. But you know, it's like Wally said, the fight was a joke. He was a joke opponent. It was a tune up opponent. They already had the Kovalev fight scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
They had two Kovalev's fight scheduled.
November 12th.
Already. So, you know, that was basically a tune up fight. This is all right, let me I haven't been in the ring in a little bit. Let me get some of the bugs out, and I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna get my all against Kovalev and tune Kovalev up. Kovalev is gonna win that fight. Andre Ward is not overrated. He's not overrated. If I can say A-Rod is overrated, I can say Andre Ward is not overrated.
Well, I just said it because y'all, I know y'all like the guy.
I know you like
you know
the troll.
I mean?
I know. We like trolling each other on this show.
I'm not really the biggest fan of Andre Ward. I personally, for me, here's my thing with Andre Ward. I know we got to move on to the Olympics. Remember Hugo, right? Hugo can fill me on this one. when you first heard the name Uriah Faber in WEC, right? And they would, I mean, they hyped that fight with him and Mike Brown for like 3 months. He's the California kid. Uriah Faber's this. Uriah Faber's that. Oh, Uriah Faber, right? Then the fight came on and Mike Brown beat that boy's tailpipes, okay? And not that Andre Ward lost. But I kept hearing Andre Ward, Andre Ward, Andre Ward, Andre Ward. I finally see Andre Ward fight. I'm like, eh.
I was like,
you know why I don't think you like Andre Ward, Mike? You know why I think you don't like him? Because he fought on BET that time.
That's what it is. Okay?
That's when I started hearing you knock Andre Ward when he fought on BET that time.
Because to be honest, Andre Ward. Do you like Bernard Hopkins? Mike, you like Bernard Hopkins?
Of course I don't like Bernard Hopkins.
You don't? Okay, then that makes sense.
But I don't like Bernard, Bernard Hopkins because he beat all my favorite fighters. That's why I like Bernard Hopkins.
He beat all of them. Ward is like
he beat
a similar.
Trinidad, all of them.
I feel you about that one because Trinidad was my dude.
Trinidad cheated to beat Pernell Whitaker.
Look, let's be real.
He did. He didn't have enough booger sugar in his water. That was Wheat Beef's fault. He had that booger sugar water. He wasn't ready to fight. And I heard that they got him the wrong stash. He kind of got cut, and it was a little weak, so he couldn't do a thing. For those who don't know, this is the barbershop. When something's cut in the hood, that means the cocaine that he normally buys was watered down, okay, like a drink in a bar. But that's what happened in that fight. But I definitely want to ask you guys this question. I'm going to start off with you, Hugo, since you all are quiet. I don't think your country has any gold medals. Or are you with America when it comes to the Olympics? I get confused because sometimes you choose to be an American. Sometimes you don't choose to be an American. Are you an American when the Olympics come on or you're not?
Absolutely.
Are you Colombian when the Olympics come on?
I am second.
Okay.
I am second to none. Okay. And no, we don't have any gold medals. And I actually had a talk with some at work about this. All right? Listen, South American countries are not known to win medals. I'll be honest with you. Colombia's best year, though, was in London 2012 where we won 16 medals. I think we won, like, 3 gold, like, 2 silver, and the rest were bronze. But if you look at South American countries, y'all, they're not good at winning gold medals. And I was shocked, by the way, because I was literally looking right out at the medal count that Argentina actually won the first gold medal of the 2016 Olympics. So that was actually kind of shocking.
I think that was like shooting or something like that. It was one of those scrub sports.
Wait a minute. I thought the United States won the first gold medal in the air rifle.
Let me tell you.
She's from Virginia, by the way. No, that girl's from Virginia, the girl who won the air rifle. She actually went to UVA. So there's a couple people from Virginia in the Olympics, also, by the way, from right here in our own neck of the woods.
Are you guys not concerned that the United States in these real Olympics, I know it's only day 3, I'll be honest, it's only day 3. There's only been roughly about 50 medals already contested, okay? But are you guys concerned that the United States has not won any more gold medals than they should have? Because normally, like, I think in London, by this time, they already won like 9 or 10. And they're
like you said, it's day 3. Okay, there's a lot of events to go with the track and field, the swimming, the gymnastics.
But we also have the most, too, Jay Kirst. We got 13 and China's 9. We have 3 gold medals.
They just won another gold medal, which is second.
I don't know what you're watching, but I'm watching Xfinity, okay, and I have a button that says medal count. Okay, and my medal count. You hit the C button, Jay Kirst, on that new remote control. Okay, you hit the C button, and you go over to medals, okay? And it tells you the medal count.
They only have, like, 1 gold medal more.
Right,
like,
they have 4, right, they exactly. Do. So we have 3 golds, 6 silver, and 4 bronze. And like Jay Chris was about to say, probably rudely interrupting, and that was very rude, Jay Chris, I'm sorry. It ain't even started yet, okay? Before it's all said and done, and just like the idiots, and I say that for my best and worst of the weekend. I might say that for my enough, but enough of people trying to say that we shouldn't be dominant in the Olympics. That's absurd. That's like saying when you go home at night with your wife or your significant other, you shouldn't perform very well in the boudoir. That's stupid. If you don't perform very well in the boudoir, she's going to move on and find somebody else to perform better with her in the boudoir. Okay? So.
In the boudoir.
Since he danced around what I was going to say, I go with you, Jay Kirst.
because I know he's about to leave us in a second there. And Micah, he has his last meeting on this Monday. Thank the good Lord. Ow, above. This is his last short show on a Monday. What has been your favorite event so far, or favorite moment, shall I say, in the Olympics so far, Micah?
I really enjoyed, and I was hoping for Mr. Michael Phelps himself to get that breaking his own record, breaking his own medal count record of gold medals, and he got number 19. Man, I'm really proud of Michael because you know a lot of people wanted to ride him and jump on him because you know he had DUIs and he smoked weed. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, hold on, guys, you do realize there's people who've done worse things that represent our country, like presidents. But okay, we're going to ride this kid at the time when he was, you know, more of a kid-minded guy. We're going to ride on him because
what are you talking about? He did not inhale. He did not inhale. Okay, and he did not have sexual relations with that young lady. Okay.
I ain't talking about that president who made laws that put more black people in jail than anybody else. But I'm not saying that guy. I'm talking about just period. So that was good, by the way. But no, that's the moment I was waiting for. And if he's competing in any more some events, I hope he gets number 20. I hope he gets 22. And if he's done after this Olympics, then can we not say that at least when it comes to swimming, that it's easy to say that he's going to be the greatest Olympian of all time when it comes to his personal event? So now we don't have to look
yes.
at other. Yeah, we're not going to have to look at anybody else. Yes. That was the best Olympian of all time.
Well, they've already. I saw a stat today that says that, counting all his medals total, he ranks 40th. Like, if you just count Michael Phelps alone, right, as a country, he ranks 40th on the list all time already above Argentina with 25 gold medals.
That's
19, 19 being gold, 25 total right there. But, Wally, I mean, the Olympics are going all weekend. Team USA basketball plays at 6 o'clock here as well, the basketball team. But we know right now this is all nothing's hard for them. We hope anyway until they go against Spain and some of those other against those other teams. If they don't win by 50, I'm disappointed personally. But what has been your favorite moment in the Olympics? Because I last night I tell you one thing before you go. I hate the process of the Olympics. I hate that our Gabby Douglas, and I said it, our Gabby Douglas cannot defend her championship because of a technicality of we're so good we can only send two people per country to compete in this competition. If she has a better score than somebody else, then she has a better score than somebody else. Gabby Douglas has all the right, in my opinion, to perform and defend her gold medal. I just think that's crap, and that's definitely one of the worst of the weekend. Go ahead, Wally. What's one of your things you love so far?
Well, I like so well. You know, obviously, I'm rooting for Nigeria, and they're giving me nothing.
How many medals y'all got? Let's check.
Zero, man. Zero.
Wally, let me tell you something about Nigeria real quick, man.
All we can do is steal. That's all we can do.
Wally, about Nigeria real quick, man. Just so you know, look for that Olympic soccer team, man, for the men's. They are looking fantastic, and I think they are going to win the men's Olympic tournament, man. So putting it out there for you.
I'm going for ping pong, too. I'm going for ping pong and that. So that's what I'm going for.
You know, God, North Korea, China win, too. You can forget that.
Also, Ledecky. Her went Ledecky. She's like local. She's from, like,
wow.
She's actually from Montgomery County, and so she's from the DMV area. So, yeah, what she's doing right there is representing the area. So, obviously, you know, that. Michael Phelps, obviously, being from, you know, Baltimore. So, I just feel like, you know, in terms of some of the local pride we have going on in the Olympics, that's the cool thing about it.
Yeah, she was killing. She was killing last night. One of my favorite moments actually came, I saw it last night. I already have about three or four favorite moments, but one of the best things that the Olympics have done is change the scoring system for boxing. Y'all know I love boxing, and to go to the 10-point must system in boxing is mm-hmm. and they removed the headgear too. So for the men, they removed the headgear. So last night I was watching a fight. I can't remember the guys' names, but it was a light heavyweight fight, guy from Great Britain and a guy from Uganda. Okay. And it's the first time in my life that I can remember that there was actually like it was basically a knock. It was a knockout. The corner threw in the towel. The ref kept counting, so it was basically a knockout. The guy got dropped. He got up and then went back down to a knee. His corner threw in the towel. But this kid from Great Britain fought like a professional fighter. Now, if you watch some of the boxing, you will see that a lot of them still fight amateurish styles, just throwing as many punches as they can, looking like the tough man contest, like it's still the old scoring system. But I feel like for a boxing fan that I am, I rather see two pugilists go at it instead of two guys flailing at each other, just trying to get points. This guy from Great Britain, he put his punches together. He was a tall guy, or he was taller than his opponent, but he went to the inside real well. You could see this his skill set in there, and it didn't go to the cards. But if it went to the cards, he would have won all three rounds. And that style did not complement the old point system. He probably would have had like 3 points by at the end of the fight. I hated the old point system. I'm so glad they changed it. It's a beautiful thing, and I'm enjoying it. I'm definitely enjoying it. And let me just say this:
I'm enjoying Puerto Rico taking on Serbia right now in women's volleyball.
Let me tell you this right real quick, Mike. The reason why I forgot to turn back, and I'm not saying it's a good reason, but this is why I forgot to turn back. I was watching.
Unless you were watching volleyball.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. I was watching a match between a 19-year-old and a 54-year-old table tennis match that went basically the distance, and the 54-year-old won. He was from Spain. The 19-year-old was from the United States. It was table tennis, and I like to call it ping pong. So and that being said, Wally, I just want to remind you that I'm still looking for my rematch in ping pong. You trounced me down the Eastern Shore. I was sweating my nards off when we played each other, and you trounced me. And I want to play again. I'm looking for my rematch. Thank you. That's all I have to say.
I got you. I'm going to give you a pass. I'm going to give you a pass because it's the Olympics. So if anything can take you away from watching – the overrated Andre Ward, it could be the Olympics. So you got to pass my vote.
I watch it all, man. I even watch the equestrian sometimes. I hate equestrian.
Oh, no. That's one thing that I hate. I hate the equestrian, by the way. I don't think it should be Olympic sport, guys. Let's be real.
I don't think it should be either, but I still watch it.
I'm sorry. I have no idea what the heck that is.
That's when you're riding a horse and they're jumping over the horses are jumping over bushes and fences.
That's curling
curling is great. Curling is great.
They should have a chicken eating Olympic. I think I'd be awesome.
I'm sorry, you can watch that. I'm watching Serena. I'm watching Serena play right now.
Well, really quick, guys. If I can say something really quick about the Olympics, about my favorite, and then because I know we're pressed on time, I just want to let you guys know that I am very disappointed though on the Venus Williams sisters, though. Getting knocked out in the first round, as well as Djokovic, who is a fantastic. I think he's out of the last 5 years, Djokovic has been the greatest tennis player in the last five years.
Agreed.
Unfortunately, he was also knocked out. However. Mike, just so you know, I understand what you're saying with the whole thing with Gabby Douglas not able to be able to defend her Olympic all-around individual title. But remember, it is a point system. You do have to qualify. Yes, I know you're the defending champion. But, Mike, if you don't – remember, that was 4 years ago, man. And in 4 years now, if you're going to get shut out, why should you get the opportunity?
Hold on.
I'm asking you.
Well, because if you look at the top 10 people go, okay.
Right.
According to her points, she ranked number 4. But because of the rules of the Olympics, well, because only two people from your country can be represented, she's not able to represent her. If she sucked and had a bad performance, I would say okay, no problem. But she ranked higher than over half the field that are going on to the medal round, and I don't think that's fair.
I didn't even know that rule existed
until yesterday.
The only thing, Mike, is that the United States dominated yesterday in women's gymnastics. I think they beat the next nation, who was like by over 10 points or something
almost
like
10
that.
Points.
That's the reason.
Almost 10.
I think
it was the Netherlands.
The
Netherlands, right?
It was China. Crazy. It was something insane. It was China. Insane. So,
I don't want to hear that. If you're the best, if your girls can medal bronze, silver, and gold, then so be it.
They should all go.
That's like
they should all go.
That's like
I got
saying
you.
that's like saying I'm giving my son a trophy because he played in baseball if he rode the bench all year. No, you don't get a trophy. You rode the bench all year. That's how I feel about that. Like,
see,
so
they can't get away with that in track. Where if you got three people qualifying for the 100-meter
right.
dash finals, those three go. You're not going to say, oh, well, you got your country
exactly.
already has two people going, so you can't go to the finals. That they can't get away
really,
with that in other sports.
Jay, Chris, really quick, one more thing about the Olympics, and then I'll let you guys finish off. I just want to give a shout out to Kosovo, by the way, who is a country, is a very tiny country,
uh-huh.
conflict country over in Eastern Europe. Okay, they won their first ever gold medal with only taking five
Kosovo,
delegates
into
the Olympics. Just saying, a shout out to them. And big downers to the IOC. Okay, I understand Olympics, but when you also ban a whole nation from the Paralympics, from special needs people, that's just insane. The IOC needs to check themselves for banning Russia, special needs kids and special needs athletes from not competing because of what happened to the IOC, you know, from the normal Olympics. That's just insane, guys. That's just insane. That news broke out today, by the way. So
that's kind of crazy. I partially agree. The IOC, I think they went kind of far with that one. I guess at the same time, you know, they hopefully they've learned their lesson. You know, that winter Olympic team kind of, you know, ruined it for everybody. So maybe they've learned their lesson now. I don't know, but yeah, I think they went
right.
kind of far to affect the Paralympic team, the Special Olympic team, and all like that. That's really messed up. That's
uh-huh.
really messed up. 347-637-3859. Mike, I don't know if you said it or not, but what was your favorite moment from the Olympics thus far?
Oh, I haven't. I was going around talking and helping you guys, or not helping you guys, but talking with you guys. It's been a while since I've been a part of everybody being here, so it's kind of, you know, I miss being in a barbershop sometimes. I guess I am Calvin. You know what I mean? I just come and pick up the money. It got to be, for me, it has to be Michael Phelps. And I remember I'm sitting here with my wife over the weekend as I celebrated my birthday, and she's like, you just want to watch the Olympics? And it's your birthday. And I'm like, since I've met you, this is how it's been. She said, you never lied. Like, most African-Americans that I know, my black friends, all like track at the Olympics, Summer Olympics, more than I do. I prefer
uh-huh.
gymnastics, swimming, then track. Because to uh-huh. me, track is what I've always seen. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get to see gymnastics too much. Like in Chicago, if anybody's familiar with Jesse White's tumbling team, there's a lot of tumblers that I knew. My uncle was part of Jesse White's tumbling team. You know what I mean? In my youth, I used to be able to tumble a little bit, flip-flops and all those kind of things like that. But I really get a kick out of gymnastics, and I really get a kick out of swimming. Me watching the Olympics as a kid is what made me think I could be a very good swimmer. I would see the Olympics, I would go right to the pool and try to imitate them. Like, no one taught me how to do the backstroke. I watched it, you know what I mean, on television. And so for me, it was watching Michael Phelps and those guys. I cannot wait to see them tonight perform. I'm being honest with you. Outside of the 92 Dream Team, nothing entertains me more than the Olympics than our gymnastics team and our swim team. Track comes third to me because, and like everything else, we're supposed to be the best in track. So, and that's why I have an affliction dislike for Usain Bolt. I don't care anybody say. He's not American. I don't give a damn how many gold medals or world records he brings. He's not American. I'm not cheering for him. Why does he have a commercial in America for Gatorade when he's a when he doesn't represent the United States of America? He doesn't.
I love
that
Bo, man.
Hate.
That's
Bo thing,
man. Hate
on you.
Let's put the hands in the air like Bo. Let's put the hands in the air.
No, I can't do that. I can't hear a word you're saying with your muffled microphone. What? Fix your mic. Does my mic sound nice? Check one. Does my mic sound nice? Check two. Okay. what'd you say? Say it again.
I said,
It is asinine what you're saying. You have so much hatred for Usain Bolt. And then you sit here and criticize people for hating Alex Rodriguez.
No, two different things. No, it's not. And let me explain to you why it's not. All right? Again, as this is a show for the intelligent sports fan, let me make you intelligent. It's the Olympics. Okay? This is the first time and the only time, especially what's been going on in this country, that black folks are invested even in the Olympics, okay? It's the only time that we are together as a country, and that's during the Olympics time. So when it comes to the Olympics, I don't care about no other country but my own, okay? So if you're not for this country, from this country, and especially when you're making the most of your money in this country, sorry, I'm not.
Hold on,
you can't
sit there. That's what I was going to say. You can't sit there and at least acknowledge what the guy does.
I said forget all his records and everything else. I don't like Kobe. I didn't like Kobe Bryant to his last year. I respect greatness where it's due. But because you're great don't mean I'm supposed to like you. See, that's the problem with America. Everybody goes, oh, my God, Stephen Curry's so good. I love me some Stephen Curry. You wasn't liking that boy when he was in Davidson. You wasn't liking him when he got drafted and Monte Ellis was on the other side of him. You wasn't liking him then. Oh, I love me some Dirk Nowitzki. Was you liking him when he was back there with Steve Nash? No, you wasn't. Did you know anything about Usain Bolt before 8 years ago? No, you didn't. So my point is, I don't care how great the boy is, he ain't American. Ergo, screw Usain Bolt. It's about the U.S. of A. Commercial, please.
Rod just killed you on the chat, by the way. Just want to let you know that.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Marshall Cab Company invites you to give them a call at 458-3325 when you're in need of transportation. That's Marshall Cab Company, Hopewell, serving Fort Lee, the Tri-City areas, with local and long-distance transportation. Remember, Marshall Cab Company. They will go as far as your money will carry you. Marshall Cab Company, 458-3325, operating right here in Hopewell.
Down by the riverside.
Gonna build our new dream home down by the riverside. Ingram Realty is my guide. The Landings at Anchor Point, the newest riverfront neighborhood in the Appomattox, located in Hopewell, just 1/2 mile from Fort Lee, features single-family houses, condos, and townhouses. Models open noon to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508. Located in Hopewell, contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508.
Looking for a barbershop that does old-fashioned shaves and haircuts? Look no further than the Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. Kenny and Keith do hot towel shaves using a straight razor. They shave around the ears and do shoulder massage. No appointment necessary, just walk on in. They're open Tuesday through Friday and the first Saturday of the month. Check them out on Facebook, Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. You'll not only look great when you leave, you'll feel great as well.
Shoes need repairing, don't know where to take them? Cavalli's Leather Shop and Shoe Repair, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell, is the place to go. Cavalli's features a complete line of motorcycle apparel, including vests, jackets, chaps, road packets, tool pouches, and gloves. Need a patch sewn on your biker's vest? Cavalli's is the place. They also carry Western boots and hats. That's Cavalli's Shoe Repair and Leather Shop, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell. Phone 458-2016. Open 9 to 6 weekdays, 9 to 5 Saturday.
Hi, this is Chuck Pender speaking. Anti-termite and insect control have been in business for the last 42 years. We do federal, state, and local contracts. We do business without contracts. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep, if they crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep or crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439.
Hello, this is Jess. I'm talking about an auto repair shop that does foreign and domestic, major or minor, auto repairs, diagnostics, brakes, tune-up, oil changes, and suspensions. 14 years of quality service at affordable prices in Hopewell. Kohl's Auto Repair, 914 Sycamore Avenue in Hopewell, Virginia, between Woodlawn Street and Oaklawn Boulevard. Phone number is 804-541-2700. 914 Sycamore, 804-541-2700. Kohl's Michael's Auto Repair.
Red Stack Service, it's tax time again, and the place to go is Red Stack Service, 105 Pickwick Avenue in Colonial Heights. Red Stack Service has been doing my taxes for over 40 years, and I haven't gone to jail yet. Reds offers electronic filing, drop-off, walk-in, and appointments. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 1 to 5. Call 526-8715, Red Stack Service. Fishing and golfing information are free.
Veterinarians Dr. Mary Brown and Dr. McDonald of VCA Animal Care Associates in Colonial Heights are dedicated to providing your pets with the quality care you want and they deserve. Their staff will take the time to explain treatments available for your pet and provide you education on the various pet-related issues you may encounter. Although they are available when illness and problems arise, the Animal Care Associates team is focused on preventive care. They offer Care Club, a wellness package which allows for monthly payments for vaccines, spay, neuter, dental cleaning, as well as annual screening diagnostics to detect early disease. Since our pets cannot talk, early detection is so important. Boarding facilities and grooming services are also available to round out your experience. Located at 2403 Boulevard in Colonial Heights, Animal Care Associates is the veterinary practice of choice. They are open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, and Saturdays, 8 to 1. 804-520-2273 for the best in pet care. You will not regret it.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times,
giving you Tri-City Sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
And we're back live on Fox Sports 1340 AM, WHAP Hopewell, and we got about 15 minutes left in the show. And before we go, we got to talk about the yesterday's cancellation of the Hall of Fame game. And Mike, I want to ask you, whose fault? Who are you pointing the finger at that this game was canceled?
Can we be real for a second?
This is the barbershop.
The NFL is at fault for this, man. First of all, the NFL is at fault for why are you bringing in a stadium from another stadium why are you bringing in a stadium to fill up another stadium, first of all, right? And then it was just a whole mess in itself. None of it was needed, just like Brett Favre's Hall of Fame speech, in my opinion. So I'm blaming the NFL. Yeah, I said it. Cause I'm getting sick and tired of people saying, you know what, that's my best and worst. That's it, J. Chris. Take the microphone away.
Wally, who are you blaming?
Oh, well, Mike, I blame the NFL. I mean, this is the first preseason game. You gotta look at what's going on in that stadium. You gotta pay attention to it. You gotta supervise it. So I have to blame the NFL because they're the big cog in this whole thing. So this is the first preseason game. People like me were excited. Like I wanted to watch the preseason game. I couldn't. So I blame Roger Goodell. I always blame Roger Goodell.
When in doubt, I was literally hyped for a preseason game.
Yeah. When in doubt, you blame Roger. When in doubt, blame Roger. So I always blame Roger.
Hugo, who are you pointing the finger?
I agree with y'all. I mean, I agree with y'all. It is the NFL. Blame Roger.
Oh, what happened?
Hello?
I don't know. Jason
came and took him.
I heard the little ch-ch-ch.
I thought I heard that, too. Yes, that's Hugo.
It's storming.
Listen, it's storming really loud. My bad, yo.
I hear storms. It's still storming from last Wednesday. But anyway, guys, I put it definitely to the NFL. Definitely Roger Goodell. I agree with y'all. However, it is preseason, people. Come on. It's preseason. We don't care until September the 8th.
That's why
we don't call you an American. Okay?
Because every real American wanted to watch that preseason game last night. Who cares?
Yawn.
He was going to throw that ball.
And Team USA is losing.
Yawn.
Yeah, Team USA is losing 11-10 because Jimmy, I can't shoot a jump shot, Butler keeps missing jump shots. 3-4-7-3-8-5-9.
I just jinxed him.
I'm going a different route. I'm blaming the NFL, but I'm blaming the people that are in charge of the field maintenance. Okay, because it's not the
from what I understood,
it was because of the paint in the end zone. And now this is not the first time the end zone has been painted in the NFL. So somebody on that crew dropped the ball because they've done this many times in the past. I can't blame Roger Goodell. And I'm going to tell you why I can't blame Roger Goodell. Because I don't work – I, you know, where I work, my full-time job, I never see the owner of the company. I never see the CEO of the company, right? So if I mess up on my job, you can't blame the CEO for me being for me messing up, right? So for this one, I'm letting Roger Goodell off the hook. You don't have to. I understand. That's fine. I'm letting them off the hook. It's the field maintenance crew, whoever is in charge there. Maybe they picked up the wrong paint. Maybe they're supposed to pick up some flat paint and they didn't pick. I don't know. I don't know how that's worked out. Maybe it's supposed to be airbrushed. I have no idea. But that's who I'm blaming, the field maintenance crew. They messed up. They dropped the ball. They've done it before, and it's been right every time. But just last night, they couldn't make it work. So that's who I'm blaming. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's preseason.
Any Olympics are on, so I mean, maybe they wanted you to watch the Olympics. I don't know, but let's move on to a real quick Raw preview, and then we're gonna go to best and worst of the weekend, and we're gonna get up out of here. So, Mike, I'm picking up my feet off the floor. Take it away.
Well. Monday Night Raw for me, the last 2 weeks were pretty good. I know other people did not feel the same way that I felt. I think it's very hard to come back from the opening Raw of the new era and be great. But I thought last week's show still was a 4 out of 5 Shawn Michaels Wing Eagle title belts, as I called it last week. I'm expecting nothing but greatness from Raw again this week, especially in the aftermath of SmackDown taking a really big hit. Now, we all kind of ripped SmackDown in their draft. But we just found out yesterday from a tweet by Shelton Benjamin that he will not be returning because prior to signing the contract, WWE put him through a rigorous physical, which he failed and found out he had a torn rotator cuff. With all that stuff going on, just a lot of stuff with the Olympics. I haven't really prepared for a wrestling segment today like I normally would prepare for it. We'll definitely have a post-Raw show tomorrow. If Raw was great tonight, and again, hence great, that means not great in the eyes of what I think is great, because what I think is great, you guys clearly don't feel is great. In the eyes of BDSR Network, if it's great, there will be a post-show on the network tonight. But to me, Raw has not been bad since WrestleMania, in my opinion. Hugo?
No, it's been great.
I'm looking forward to seeing the next evolution, however, and my favorite wrestler, Finn Balor.
Real quick, too,
Hugo, I have to apologize because I said that he was my favorite wrestler, and I told my wife that. She said, babe, don't even lie. I said, what? She said, before Phil Brooks left, that was your favorite wrestler, so don't lie.
Sure, it was.
And I said, dang, between him and Dolph Ziggler, I don't know who t-shirts I had more of. I was a huge CM Punk fan. You know, I have like 10 Dolph Ziggler t-shirts, dude. That whole Hill Ziggler's and that whole I'm good because you suck stuff. I love all that kind of stuff. I like all that stuff.
I thought you were gonna say John Cena. I knew you were a CM Punk fan. I know that for a fact. You and I were probably the biggest resident CM Punk fans, and I still defend CM Punk more than you. On the other hand, I understand the way that he left. I got you. You have your reasons, and I'm not going to hate on that. But I thought your second favorite wrestler was going to be John Cena. Just putting it out there. I know your kids love him and everything, and I know you all have like a million
John Cena
fans.
I won't call him my favorite, though. You know what I mean? Like, I agree with you guys. He has been stale the last 10 years and things like that. I view wrestling different than most people do.
Not the last 2 years, man. I used to be the biggest John Cena hater in 07 to like about 2014, but I've been liking John Cena this time away out of the WWE. I think he has done him great. I don't wish injury to anyone, but I think the injury that happened to him is probably the best thing that has happened to him. And now he's in a great feud with AJ Styles. Before that, he had great matches with CM Punk. I think he also had great matches with Daniel Bryan. So the last 2.5 years of John Cena have been fantastic. However, Mike, but about tonight's Raw, I honestly want to see what's going to happen between Anderson and Gallows versus The New Day. I'm definitely excited to see that because I love Anderson. Anderson is the man, dog.
Like, he really – like, I'm not going to sit here in front like I watched New Japan because I didn't. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to be like one of those guys who try to jump on the bandwagon like, oh,
what we've seen of them now.
You know they've never watched it. you know.
Right.
But
it's
you
what we've seen of him now,
he's
so I'm
good.
Excited about
yeah.
that. However, you know what, Mike? I really wish they would give us a sneak peek, though, of the title. I'm thrilled to see what the new title's going to look like. I really wish the WWE gives, like, at least some sort of a small peek. You know what I mean? Like a sneak peek of the title. I would like to see that.
Did you hear Daniel Bryan's interview where he kind of ripped it and said he did an interview, and he talked about there is a SmackDown where the title's coming. They're going to take their time with it, though. He said – really didn't come out with a universal title house. Like, I'm the universal champion. Like, no, we have the best belt. It's the WWE one. I thought that was kind of funny.
It's true.
And we know it's all kayfabe, but
Mike, you were talking about Daniel Bryan. Remember, he is scheduled to be on Monday Night Raw tonight about what happened with Brock Lesnar. And Randy Orton. Yes, and then tonight he's supposed to be on Monday Night Raw. So I'm excited to see that.
And one of my favorite guys in the hip-hop business, the mogul himself, Sean P. Diddy, Puff Daddy Combs, will be hosting us. We just found out that he is the executive producer or collaborator, whatever the heck the word
that's
is.
That's pretty
cool. It's a different word I use for WWE 2K17 video game. So that's why he's there tonight. But real quick, real fast, what's it about John Cena? I'm watching the Total Bellas preview for coming out on October 5th. And the rules he has for his house about if you're going to be out later than 10:30, you need to call me.
Yeah.
If you have not seen the trailer for Total Bellas, it is absolutely hilarious. You should see the way that Daniel Bryan looks at him. Like, I'm not staying at your house. I wish I never agreed to staying here for 3 months. I cannot wait. But tonight I do expect Raw to be very, 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 very. King Vaughn agrees with me. Very, very good. All right, Jay Chris, welcome back to the program, man.
I'm here.
Second the peas in the pot, so the pot be the peas. As Team USA might be finally about to lose the first quarter with 17 seconds on my TV anyway, Jay Chris. Yours might be ahead of mine. To go in the quarter,
I'm
down 16-15. Okay, these guys, three-pointer by Jimmy. I made a bucket. Butler puts USA up 18-16, 4 seconds in the quarter, 3 seconds. He goes up, he runs, they call a foul. Team USA is playing very sloppy in this ball game. It's turnover after turnover, and I'm telling you right now, I blame it on the bad haircuts by these young men here in Rio. That's what I'm blaming on. If they had real haircuts like real men, they would play better. That's all I'm saying. Like, today's kids, I knew we grew up in the high top fade era and all that kind of stuff, but dang, at least comb your head. Like, y'all just wake up and want to say, I look good. What you throw, some blue magic on there?
They out here looking like Cooper Troopers, man.
And Kevin Durant just cut his hair bald because whatever he got going on in the middle of that head with all them bumps, them razor bumps that's not even razor bumps, they're like birthmark bumps. He just go ahead, ball-headed. Put one on LeBron James headband.
You're not
going
to continue to kill Kevin Durant on this program today. Kevin Durant's one of our favorite players in the league. You got to stop it.
I'm
stop
sorry.
Killing him.
Coretta Durant.
Stop it.
That's your
stop
name
it.
Now. All right.
Stop
what's
it.
Going on? Best and worst of the weekend, Jay Christie. Do me a favor, please. Well, I soak it in, man. Before I suck it in. Hold on, we got 3 more minutes. Before I suck it all in, man. There's a guy who I actually love. Who made a comment? I said, "When I'm in the real in the building, tell your lady she knows that it's red panties night." Conor McGregor calls all WWE wrestlers the P word, and the WWE superstars, boy, did they come back harder. I can't even say it. What do they call it? H-A-M hard, the motherfucker. Okay, at Team USA side 18-18. Jay, Chris, your thoughts on Conor McGregor making these comments? And I gotta say this much. I think it was his own countryman himself, Shaman, says anything to try to make a buck. You know what I mean? He's trying to get. He said he's trying to do anything to sell tickets because clearly he can't sell tickets anymore. That was Sheamus' response to him, amongst many wrestlers saying, including Roman Reigns, "Please, my thigh is bigger than you." What do you got to say about that?
Well, first of all, it was unnecessary for him to say that. I mean, what was the point of him even just coming out of his mouth and saying that, especially after he just lost his last fight the way he did? He has every right to say it because, you know, in this country, you have the right to say what you want to say. Excuse me, almost slipped up. You got the right to say what you want to say. Now, he doesn't know if they are what he said they are because, you know, it's entertainment. Everything is scripted. So these dudes might be able to fight, and they might be tough as nails. I know the old school guys are tough as nails because they were falling on thumbtacks and barbed wire and baseball bats and everything else. So, you know, for you to come out and say that, I could see there being like a little cross promotion kind of coming to the WWE, making maybe some having some type of something going on in a pay-per-view event. You know, like Sheamus said, it's all about the buck. It's all about self-promotion. If you're not self-promoting yourself, we don't know who you are. We, you know, if when you lose a fight in this world, you gotta stay relevant, especially in boxing. Of course, he's not a boxer, but especially in boxing, you gotta stay relevant somehow. And I think this is his way of trying to stay relevant, so people don't forget who he is and forget, you know, the type of fighter he is. But it wasn't necessary. Why do it? Come on, Connor, I'll slap you. Don't tell him I said that.
Well, that's what Rick Flair said. Rick Flair said he'd smack him. Rick Flair said he couldn't even beat Dolph Ziggler. And I think let's take, like you just said, let's take out what we know is wrestling to not be quote unquote real. Right? These guys are still real athletes who came from real grueling sports like Greco-Roman wrestling and things like that. And I will always repeat the words of the great Matt Hughes. Good old flat-out American wrestling will beat anything there is in the world, in my opinion, when it comes to other than, you know what I mean? I really believe that. A good you've all been around wrestlers. They will grab you and not let go. So I'm just being honest. I don't think if you couldn't beat, and we laughed at this, Hugo, you couldn't beat Nate Diaz, the weakest of the two Diaz brothers.
Oh, my
God,
again with this.
You should kind of be quiet. What? He's the weakest of the two brothers.
It's not that. Come on. It's two weight classes. I've already explained to me several times on this show.
It's not explaining anything. When you open up your mouth to write a check that your arse cannot handle, you get what you open your mouth up to. Let's be real. If Floyd Mayweather called out, let's just say for argument's sake, an Andre Ward and then lost, he would get ripped for it. Not just because he has a big mouth like Conor McGregor, but because he lost and he's presumed to be the better fighter. It doesn't matter. If you run your mouth, you got to back it up. You ran your mouth and you ate it up. So I'm saying.
We'll talk in 2 weeks.
I don't think so. But go ahead. Roll that beautiful Bane footage, say Chris.
Try to be best, because you're only a man, and a man's got to lose. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you got a hand up to make it. History repeats itself. Try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one.
Worst of the weekend has to be A-Rod officially retiring, whatever time, but leaving the Yankees before he could finish, getting 700 home runs, four shy. The best of the weekend, I got time to spend my nieces, so it's always a blessing to spend time with my family.
I like that a lot. Hugo, best of worst. Best of the weekend. The Rio Olympics are finally up and running. We got 2 weeks of nothing but competitive action. And the worst of the weekend was the Williams sister, Venus and Serena, getting knocked out in the doubles for a gold medal. What's up with that? I don't know. Best and worst.
Hugo took my worst, but I'm going to take it a step further. The worst of the weekend is Venus and Serena getting knocked out in the first round, first time they lost a doubles match in the Olympics. And also Venus losing her first round match in singles action. That was the worst for me. The best for me was, I actually forgot what the best was, to be quite honest with you. So I'm going to just go ahead and do some brown nose. And the best of the weekend was Mike Knox's birthday. There you go.
Well, you took my best of the weekend was I turned 41. And I saw Suicide Squad. And I'm making a YouTube page called F Critics, because critics don't know nothing. That movie was slamming like Garth Brooks. And the worst of the weekend was that 39-minute speech by the most arrogant football player that ever lived in Brett Favre. Okay, yeah, Brett Favre, say what you want to say, do what you want to do, but 39 minutes,
and you didn't even write nothing down. You ain't make Mike Knox. You can't come off the dome like that. So, yeah, worst of the weekend, Brett Favre and everybody who said, oh, his speech was so good. It was just so good. Brett Favre's speech was so good. He didn't even need to, write it down. Like his career, Brett Favre. Brett Favre was the reason why we didn't have a Hall of Fame game last night. How about that? He tore us the field because he didn't want Aaron Rodgers to come up there and do nothing better than him. Because Brett Favre, you suck. That's all I got to say about that, Jay Chris.
Well, it's, you know what that means? It's time to go. So we want to thank everybody for being with us. Mike, take us out. Take us out, Mike.
Don't wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me and don't love God. We out of here, y'all. Read a book, not just Facebook. We out of here, y'all. Fingers.
You're talented. I'm God gifted.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Talking.